You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Quitting time. This morning, the government reports how many people up and quit in December. Schools are a place where turnover has always run high. About 30% of teachers leave within their first 5 years. Now, with the hope of keeping people in the classroom, some governors have hit upon a concept. What about paying teachers more? For example, in Alabama, Republican governor and former high school teacher Kay Ivey has proposed a 4% increase that would bring the starting salary to about $43,000 a year, according to a published report. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
If one state increases teachers' salaries, others are likely to as well. That's according to Jacob Vigdor, who studies education policy as a professor at the University of Washington.
There's a little bit of an element of an arms race that goes on.
He says it's hard to bring in teachers without a competitive salary, also because they could make more money doing something else entirely. A study from the Economic Policy Institute found that public school teachers earn about 20% less than other workers with the same level of experience and education.
We need to erase that gap, that teacher penalty gap.
Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers, and she says we need seasoned teachers in the classroom.
I'm speaking from my own experience now. You're a better teacher your third year than you are your first year. And we need to keep teachers in teaching.
Ann Weingarten says we need to respect that experience. That's also key to keeping teachers. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.